and white.
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Hello and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Am I going to get in trouble for saying Merry Christmas now? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Happy Kwanzaa? Am I going to get in trouble for saying Happy Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, we should welcome our guest, James.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
It's always a good time to have. It's good to have you. I've had many Christmases with you, friend. Friend O. James.
Cheerio.
Have you gotten all your Christmas shopping taken care of so far, sir?
Well, wait a minute. What day is today, anyway?
Today will be the, what,
22nd? Today's tomorrow.
Today's tomorrow, so 22nd.
Well,
22nd.
In that case, hopefully by now I have my Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, 2 days left? Is that what's happening?
As of Monday, no, I don't have my Christmas shopping yet. I tried to venture out and do some shopping today, but it just didn't happen.
Why is that?
First of all, that terrible snowstorm we had left a mess.
Yes, we did have a huge snowstorm over here in the Mid-East, Mid-Atlantic, whatever.
Did you measure how many inches you actually got? Did you take out your yard ruler and measure?
No, but did you do that?
Yes.
How many inches did we get? At least when you measured it out.
It's questionable, but I would say...
It's a conspiracy.
You know, because there's some trees overhead, so, it's not an official count. But I would say around almost 18 inches.
Would you say that you were snowed in? Were both of you snowed in? Wait, James, you can't be snowed in, or can you?
I was snowed in.
Oh, there you go.
I think pretty much everything was closed for at least Saturday, though. For the most part, a lot of things were really closed.
Now, did you guys both know that there was going to be a huge snowstorm coming?
Yes.
No, I found out Friday when I was at work. They're like, oh my god, it's a huge snowstorm coming tonight. Everybody better freaking be at work tomorrow.
What?
So,
but
I made it.
They did give proper time to know that it was coming, I thought.
I didn't know. I was oblivious to the whole thing.
I was talking to Brian because we were supposed to work down at the studio, and he was like, I didn't hear anything about a snowstorm coming. I was like, yeah, there's going to be a huge one supposedly coming down there. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it down.
But it was one of those ones that they really did announce that was, like, a definite that we'd at least get a foot. Like, I was into...
We got more than a foot, though, didn't we?
We got more than a foot, but, like, I had to guess, and I was like, I predicted it was going to be 22 inches, but ended up being around 18. Some people in this area, I heard, got around 20. So, basically, it's anywhere from, like, let's say 16 to 24, depending on where you live in the area.
Were you excited about that, or were you like, damn it? Because, you know, some people, like, are like... the snow or something like that. They're angry about it.
Are they like that guy in that the Frosty animated series that had that guy that was like had the spray that was like anti-snow?
You said adults. The anti-snow?
Yeah, he had like a spray that was like a hairspray, but then it melted snow and all the kids were like, get away.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was in like a Frosty Returns or something. It might have been voiced by John Goodman.
Whoa. Sweet.
It has to be voiced by John Goodman.
You ever see King Ralph?
No.
That's one What's of the best King movies
Ralph?
Ever.
King
what
Ralph?
I
never saw King
that
Ralph. Sounds, it came sounds, out like in 1990.
I might have seen that. It sounds familiar. Tell me about it.
It's like...
Is it animated?
No. It's a movie. It's a real movie. It's like...
It's a real movie.
So animated is like a real movie? We're going to get into a fight here.
No, I'm... Huh? You know what I mean. Like real people.
It's like live action.
Like a real
live
people.
Action? Is that the, is
yeah,
the term?
That's the term.
All right. Well, okay. Anyway, I'm not in show business, so I don't know. But anyway.
Well, you are now. You're on our radio show.
All right. Very well. Well, you know,
tell us about
what we're talking about before we get into a big fist fight now.
In a nutshell, it's it was something like the King of England died, and they didn't have like an heir to the throne.
Yeah.
So like the closest ancestor or whatever they could find is John Goodman living in Chicago.
Oh.
Or wherever in America, and he's just some big like white trash dude. And he's, somehow related down the line to the king. And so they come to America and they're like, we want to make you the new King of England, brother. He's
so
like, what?
So they all sound like Hulk Hogan over there.
So anyway, he goes over there.
Hulk Hogan's been on
TNA. He goes over there and he, like, revolutionizes the whole thing.
Now tell me exactly, why should I watch King Ralph? Does this have anything to do with Christmas
John
snow?
Goodman, it's funny. It's hilarious.
King Ralph. That, I mean, that really does sound familiar for some reason. I don't know why.
Just go see it.
Did you ever
Is John Goodman still alive?
Yeah.
He died in Roseanne.
Oh. Jeez, don't scare me like that.
He died in Roseanne.
Did you ever watch the Runaway Ralph that was like live action that had Fred Savage in it? It was on the ABC movie night or something.
What was it called?
Ralph the Mouse. Runaway Ralph or something. It had like a mouse on a motorcycle.
Oh, it was a cart. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Was it a cartoon?
No, it was like a live action. It had like a little. I don't know. They might have used some animation, but it was like a little puppet mouse. And he had a motorcycle.
And it had Fred Savage.
And it had Fred Savage in it.
No, but I saw Little Monsters.
Oh.
Did you see that one?
No.
With Fred Savage.
Anyway. Anyway.
We're just gonna do a I always sort of get into that situation with some people, where maybe I do this to people too, but. It's like, oh, have you seen this movie? And they're like, I haven't seen that. I'm like, what? How can you not see that movie?
Yeah.
How have you not seen? God.
Oh my.
Oh my God. Something's wrong with you.
How long have we been friends? But now I can see myself from afar. Sometimes when I'm like walking around, maybe this might be weird, but I can sort of like feel like I'm not like in my body, and like I can see like when I'm talking to people, I'm like, man, that sounds like an asshole. Joe, why are you such an asshole? And then like I'm like, well, that's just the way I am. No, but like you know, I now try not to do it because I feel bad for, because I don't want to be like, oh, you idiot, you haven't seen Avatar yet, you're a son of a bitch or something like that.
JJ Dillon, son of a bitch.
There's so many people like that do that for famous movies. Like, I haven't seen them with that, like that movie about like those two ladies that drive off the cliff together.
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, I haven't seen Thelma and Louise.
We haven't seen Thelma and Louise.
God,
jeez.
I haven't seen it.
Is there something wrong with me? Like, they're like, you haven't seen it. Oh my
no,
God.
But like, what it feels like for me, like for being,
I already
like,
know the ending.
But like being in like the film industry or the, you know, are surrounded by filmmakers.
To me, it's
almost like frowned upon in a way. They're always like it's like they almost judge you completely on like what movies you've seen. It's like, oh, you haven't seen the Fantastic Mr. Fox yet? Gosh, I'm not gonna work with you anymore. You know, it's almost like that's like a status thing.
You know how stupid that is. God,
who has time to actually
see?
But who has time to actually see all the movies available?
No one really
actually has that time.
I do get very annoyed with that. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, America.
Merry Christmas, and that's about it.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, but like, I do get that like a whole lot. Like, if I haven't seen a movie. Like, I was talking to, like, a director of photography I was working for, like, a couple years ago, and he's like, have you seen, In the Valley of the Dolls? And I'm like, no, man, I haven't seen that at all. And he's like, oh, my God.
Don't even talk
don't
to
even,
me,
man. Yeah, it's like, and then, like, but that was specifically, that's how, but, like, what happened is after that, like, we were all good before that moment. And then after that, he's like, he couldn't, like, communicate, like, go grab that light. Now he's not, like, he was like, yeah, man, go get that light. Now he's like, I'll get it. It's like, what the fuck, man? It's like, and then I watched the movie and I was like, this movie sucks. He's gonna judge me because I didn't see this crappy ass movie by his favorite director.
So what's your favorite Christmas movie or Christmas themed, holiday themed, or wintertime movie?
I do, in fact, I don't like Christmas movies, but I do really, really, really enjoy Christmas television. Like, I'm a huge fan of like Christmas anything. Like, I'd spend days watching Christmas, back in the day, on the day of Christmas, I actually just, as soon as I was done unwrapping my presents and then putting them aside, I'll just flip on the TV and I'll just watch Christmas episodes from, like, Roseanne to ER.
Full House.
To Full House Christmas episode, even though I don't remember any Full House Christmas episodes.
Yeah, I don't remember any Full House Christmas episodes at all.
We need Danny here.
Let's call him up.
He would know.
Dude, no,
remember that episode? God, we're like...
He called you out, man. Just
DJ got the present from Steve, but then Danny was all mad about it.
Steve was Aladdin.
I remember people always wanted to have Steve's haircut or something like that.
It was a good haircut.
Did they really?
I don't know. He was Aladdin.
Maybe was it just you that wanted the haircut?
I just wish I had like curly hair that I can make it go as high, like you know, like in New Jersey gangsters where they can always have like the big puff hair. But I can't because I'm Pacific Islander. Pacific Islanders can
you
have
can
curly
always
hair.
Like curl my dad it has a curling iron.
My dad has that's not gonna do it.
It might.
My dad has wavy hair. I bet he could do it.
Maybe.
But like when looking back, like Christmas, I don't know, like Christmas movies. Like let's list some good Christmas movies. Ernest Christmas.
Ernest that's Saves like Christmas. It. Yes, that's a great one.
No, I mean, I'm just listing Christmas movies.
Don't get
in
me
general.
Wrong. Ernest rules, but
heck yeah. Ernest
no, I'm not
rules.
Saying if they're good or bad. Oh, I'm just listing.
Jingle All the Way.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Bad Santa.
Home Alone probably is still one of the best. Like Christmas
oh yeah, Home
episode.
Alone's good.
Is it Bad Santa? Oh, Bad Santa was a good movie though.
It was an awesome movie.
Dang. I would say that's his best role right there.
It's a Wonderful Life.
See Mr. Woodcock. All right. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, dude. like that's the thing. Is like I mean, there's
a Christmas Story.
There's a Christmas Story. There's also what's that other movie? The
Christmas Vacation.
That's a good one. That was a good one, America.
Chevy Chase.
That was a good one, America. When the squirrel goes into the tree, that's good.
What?
Remember, squirrel goes into the tree.
Squirrel went in the tree.
Yeah. Remember there was a Chevy Chase movie. I remember that. I remember it, man.
Thinking of Caddyshack or something.
Was it? Was there Christmas in that one?
No, I mean.
Ah.
Damn it! Never mind.
SpaghettiOs. No, but like it, like that's one of the things. Like I never really, I mean, there was like the Grinchy Stole Christmas. I saw that.
But usually
I just stuck with like the television. Like Christmas episodes. Like I watched like Animaniacs Christmas. The Pinky and the Brain Christmas is one of the best Christmas episodes ever. When Brain wanted to no, don't laugh.
I think I was laughing at your Christmases.
Why Christmases?
Yeah.
Christmases. No, but Pinky and the Brain, by far, I'll probably say right now that my favorite Christmas episode of all time is probably the Pinky and the Brain Christmas. Because one, Pinky and the Brain Christmas was the first Christmas episode, in the first episode of Christmas. Fuck. First episode of Pinky and the Brain. Like, that was a...
Oh,
like,
it was the pilot?
Yeah, or sort of, like, was the pilot, but it was, like, their special. And, okay. And then that turned it, but I was like, it was great, man, because Brain wanted to take over the world, and he said he can take over the world by giving Santa, like, a specific doll that he would give to everyone, and he'd have, like, a secret message, and they'd all say, bow down to Brain. Mm-hmm. But then, like, the ending of that was just freaking awesome, man.
What happened?
That touched my Christmas heart. Well, basically, what was the greatest thing about this Pinky and the Brain episode was, you've both seen Pinky and the Brain, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm familiar with it. I haven't seen the Christmas episode, though.
Well, you know that pretty much every single time in Pinky and the Brain, he wants to take over the world, and he's usually, like, thwarted by something. But this is the one episode of Pinky and the Brain where he basically could have taken over the world, but because he was so filled with Christmas cheer, he decided not to. It was like he could have done it. Like he actually got his plan done. Like his plan to give Santa these dolls to give to everyone that can brainwash people and give them a message. Like it actually worked. But then when the moment came for Brain to say his message to, you know, basically to conquer the world, like he was so touched by Pinky's present that he was like, instead of saying, like, I want everyone to bow down to me, he was like, I want everyone to have a Merry Christmas. And then he destroyed the machine. I was like, oh, that's the best Christmas episode ever. Then after that, it's the X-Files Christmas is my favorite Christmas.
X-Files Christmas?
Yes, the X-Files Christmas.
What?
You haven't seen the X-Files Christmas?
No, man.
Something must be wrong with you.
What the fuck? How long have we been friends, man?
God, just don't talk to me. Just go ahead and sit over there.
I'm not working with you ever again, James. X-Files Christmas again was a good episode, man. To me, it was cool because it was based off of the loneliness of Christmas, but it was like it was a mixture of a haunted house meets X-Files and a Christmas. Basically, Mulder and Scully get trapped in a haunted house.
Scully.
But it's like this house gets haunted. Yeah. But basically, this house gets haunted like every Christmas Eve. And then Mulder was like, since Mulder's so...
Was it haunted by like the ghost of Christmas past?
No, it was haunted by a couple that died there. And basically, the plot was Mulder's like, you know, he wants to prove that their ghosts actually haunted there. So he was going to stay like Christmas Eve overnight at that place. And then... Scully was like, why are you gonna do that, Mulder? Don't you have any place to go? And he's like, I have nobody. This is what I do. And then Scully's like trying to pull him out to be like, come on, you can have Christmas with me. He's like, no, I can't do that. And then they both get stuck in there.
So did like just the characters of Mulder and Scully, did they ever have any life outside of Paranormal Investigation?
I know that Mulder didn't.
Did they ever show any of their personal life?
I don't know. James, you watch X-Files?
I remember watching it, but, you know, I didn't, like, follow it. Like, it wasn't a...
They didn't really... I mean, that was their whole life. I mean, the main reason why Mulder was, you know, the reason why he joined FBI basically was so he can find what happened to his sister that he thought was abducted by aliens. And then that was the main reason why they have the X-Files, and he's trying to find out so we can find his sister. But beyond that, I don't even know if he had like a love life or anything.
Yeah.
Scully, I guess, you know, was a little bit, but they're, you know, that's who they are.
They're hardcore workers.
But that's what they were trying to put across on this Christmas episode, is that they worked and worked and they had no life outside of this.
Yeah.
But the life that they had was the connection that those two people, like Mulder and Scully, was their life. And that was one of the things. That's why they got chosen to be haunted by the two people in this episode, is because they can feel like the connection between them.
Yeah.
And they were just trying to show that like these are who you have. You know, you guys have each other. It was a cool episode, man. So those are my favorite episodes. James, what are your favorite episodes?
Man, I don't remember any Christmas episodes.
Yeah, you do. You remember Roseanne Christmas, and you
what
remember
are they doing Roseanne.
I don't know.
How about didn't they have that one Step by Step? Where there was like the mom and the girl living in the car.
What?
Was that Step by Step?
Wasn't that guy that lived in the car?
Cody?
Yeah, Cody.
No, there was like a mom and a daughter living in a car, and they're like, oh, why don't you come spend Christmas in our house?
Wait,
yeah,
no.
That was Step by Step. Was that Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
No, dude, that's Saved by the Bell. Remember Saved by the Bell?
No.
They had to stay overnight, and they tried to get those tickets to the Christmas
this
thing?
Is something totally different.
Did Saved by the Bell have a Christmas?
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell had a Christmas.
I'm trying to think of
Come
it.
Come on, you know more about Saved by the Bell than I do.
This is why we need the computer.
I'm sorry, my laptop died, man. That's probably the saddest. It's not one of the saddest, because I knew that laptop was going to die eventually. But I didn't know, you know, now I really miss it. And, like, I spent all my Christmas present money. I spent all my laptop money on Christmas presents, so I'm just like, whatever.
And on film gear.
Yeah. No, I spent the laptop money on Christmas presents. Really, I solely did.
But you know what? Man. Your laptop, you're probably going to need one next year.
I probably am.
I mean, you're going to need one.
But I felt like I was going to, you know, I was like, why not just get people presents?
What's next year?
2010.
Yeah, but why are you going to need one next year?
Because I got a lot of projects. I've got a lot of projects coming up.
If you're traveling, you want to take it with
you. It would be really nice to have this laptop here too, right? Now our studio's so empty without the laptop.
We like worked that laptop to the ground, so I feel like it had a good life. I feel like it was solid. Like the keys were falling off. It was duct taped together.
It was duct taped together.
The thing basically was a cripple.
It's right behind you, actually.
Is it?
Am I insulting it?
See it underneath that chair? You see that thing?
I never saw
the
duct tape.
The tape
yeah,
is all...
it was like duct tape so that the screen didn't fall off.
It has the words "help me" written on it, man. That was I wrote the words "help." I wrote the words "help me" on it when it first started messing up, and then 8 months later, it died.
And then the keys were falling off it, and I don't know. It basically really looked like a homeless person or something. It looked like a veteran that was out on the streets.
But it really did. It really did work. I mean, it worked. I worked. I'm just, you know.
No, it had a good. It had a good run.
It was already bad before I got it too.
Yeah, and it had that crack on it. Remember that side crack?
It just sprinkled some crack on it.
Had some crack on it.
Crack.
But we have love for that laptop, but you know, it did what it did, and then it canked out. That's all you can do.
So, James, what did you end up actually doing during like the snow? Did you wake up? Like, or you had to stay at the work, right?
Well, I had to work. I had to work 12-hour shifts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning at 7.
So you just stay there?
I usually leave for work around 5:30. I got up. I went to I went home Friday night, and it wasn't snowing. And I woke up Saturday morning, and there was a crap load of snow on the ground. It was still snowing, so I was all pissed off. So I left extra early, and like the snow was still fresh, like it was untouched.
That's beautiful, man.
There was like 8 inches of snow on the ground or something. Like, no, it wasn't. It sucked because I had to drive in that. I was like the first person to make tire tracks through the snow. Anyway, I somehow get to work. And it just, you know, keeps coming down all day. And I couldn't go home, so I had to stay with somebody that actually lived, like, right next to where I work.
Were people like excited at where you worked? Were they like, it's snowing, motherfucker, we gotta get you?
No, everybody's pissed because that's a hassle, man, when it snows.
So I guess that's
it's
the main
difference. It's a hassle when you have to go to work.
I guess that's the main difference now is that like now that we're like working professionals and we're like, well, we don't have school off right now. We still gotta do like our job.
It doesn't do anything for me.
So is there any advantage to snow these days for us except just like, oh, it's snow.
I think it looks pretty.
Even if you want to go out and...
When was the last time you threw a snowball, James? When was the last time you threw a snowball, man?
I haven't thrown a snowball yet this year. Probably last year.
The other year.
You should have a snowball fight.
Just have a snowball fight to have it.
You know what? I don't think I threw a snowball last year either.
What did you...
It's been at least 2 years.
2 years? I think today we got to throw your first snowball, Yavin. We'll throw it at like something. That'll be the main thing.
Throw it at that plow that came barreling up our street.
Yeah, that's the bullshit right now. We saw the plow. Yeah, the plow was while we were digging your car out, that plow came by, right? And we're like, oh, he's gonna save the day. And he just drove right by.
He didn't even have the plow down. He just, then he came back down the street again.
The plow was even higher.
Yeah. Stupid asshole.
But it was like one of those, you know, it's like, oh, here he comes. No.
There he is.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah, oh.
And then we just had to keep on digging.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of cars on the side of the street that were just abandoned.
Yeah, and they were like, the snow is all pushed up against it.
Yeah, because once the plow will plow it in even more.
It's so vicious. I saw that too.
I'm like, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Good luck getting out of that.
So that's
makes it worse.
It's like, how are you supposed to combat that now? You know, it's like your car is now like absolutely annihilated by the snow. You just gotta wait till it's done too.
Yeah,
you're not going to work, son. You're just going to. What are you supposed to do then? What if you're inside?
I don't even know what the circumstances were to have actually people pull over to the side of the road and get out of their car.
Yeah, but think about it. Where do you go from there?
You're just supposed to walk in that snow. Maybe they called up their friend and told them to pick them up.
What if someone? What if like?
Broke down.
What if it's a situation where they get stuck and then like another person tries to rescue them and then they get stuck? get stuck. And they're like, "Damn it, man! Why don't you just stay home, sir?"
They were telling people to stay home on Saturday. They were like, "Just stay off the road unless you absolutely need to like go somewhere." So most people, I think, stayed off.
So do you guys have anything to look forward to during like this Christmas time? Like. Were you guys, like, looking forward to Christmas this whole entire year? Because I remember in high school or in elementary school, I was like, oh, here comes Christmas!
Yeah.
Here comes Christmas! I can't wait! Now, to me, it feels like it's just like, bam! Christmas is here. It's not like I'm counting down the list. It's not like I'm checking it off and, you know, checking it twice or anything like
that.
Finding
out who's naughty or nice.
Who's naughty or nice. Now it's just like everyone's naughty and now here's Christmas and I still gotta buy them presents.
Yeah, it's just, man.
When I was younger, what helped was having that Advent calendar.
The advent calendar?
With the chocolate in it?
Yeah, that had chocolate in it. Do you ever have that?
I used to eat them all at once.
What? There's different...
he's pulling them all out.
There's just different windows that had numbers on it, counting like 1 to 25, so you knew when Christmas was coming. Yeah. I think that
now,
helps to like track down things.
But now...
Of course, for you, probably didn't know. You just ate it all.
You're just like, when's Christmas? Is the candy actually good in that? Is it worth waiting for?
Yes.
That's pretty good. It's like just basic milk chocolate.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait for that, though.
It's not good enough for you.
I mean, like...
But you're not really, like, that big of a chocolate person.
I'm not a chocolate person in general, yeah.
Which is fine. But still, if you just have one piece a day...
But really what's made
it... It's not even that big of a piece either.
Really what's made it worse is that since we've had this radio show and it's been consistent for over 48 weeks now, it's like, now it's going by so fast. Like, in my head, like, since Curl Studio, like, the comic strip is up twice a week, and now the Astray Productions website is up... And then now we got the radio show every Tuesday. Like, now it's not even going by days. It's just going by weeks.
Yeah.
It's like 2 weeks is what? 2 weeks is one weekend. So 2 weeks is almost like one day. It just gets fused into that. And then all of a sudden, Christmas. Like, when I looked at the beginning of December, because like I remember we placed some shows already before December, and they were going to be airing in December, and like... I was like, well, by the time these are done, it's going to be fucking Christmas. I'm like, what? How's that happen? It came by so fast.
Who knows?
But that's like, you know, it's still like, it was, to me, it's Christmas was better with the buildup or if I had something that I wanted. Because remember when you were a kid, you were like, I can't wait till Christmas because I know I'm going to get like Sega Genesis. or something like that. But now it's like, what are we?
Sega Genesis.
Yeah, but now, yeah. It's like,
you already knew your presents?
No, but like, you know, you hope that you get Sega Genesis like on Christmas Eve or something like that by Santa. But now it's like, to me, when I look at it now, I'm like, well, what do I want? Well, if I wanted something, I'd just buy it.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
But then, so now I've sort of switched it. And like, even though I don't really care much, but I actually, you know, it may sound like a cheap, like, Saturday afternoon special or. It's, but I enjoy buying the presents. I don't care if people buy me presents or not, but like, it's just like, I'm like, oh, cool. I might as well just do it. Might as well get into the spirit. Get into the spirit.
The Christmas spirit.
I was in the spirit when I saw Smallville Christmas 2 years ago.
Remember, did we saw the actual spirit movie on Christmas last year?
Yeah, we did see the spirit movie last year on Christmas.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, that was a good movie. I know it had problems, but I still enjoyed it.
But I thought that was interesting, too, because, like, that was the first time we ever went out.
It's the first time I ever saw a movie on Christmas.
You know, it's also interesting is that, like, whenever we've went to New York City, the last times we went to New York City and near the December or fall area, it snowed the weekend after that.
So I think it's our curse.
Do you think we've cursed New York or the East Coast whenever we've gone to New York?
Yeah.
And just a big snowstorm comes and plows it away?
Does James know we saw the Jimmy Fallon show?
What was your response to that, James? Friday. Tell me your response, your exact words when you said that. When I was like, James, I saw Jimmy Fallon in New York. I went to a taping. What did you say? Do you remember what you said?
Did I ask you why?
No, you're like, why would someone want to do that?
What did I say?
Yeah, we were walking after Chinese buffet, and you're just like, you're like, wait, did you really? Why would someone want to see that live and in person? See Jimmy Fallon live and in person.
He's
but
such
I say Jim, yeah, but
douchebag.
Yeah, but Jimmy,
what?
This sucks.
The show is funny, man.
Oh man, you try doing that every right. day.
Tell me why you don't like Jimmy Fallon.
I'll give him. Well,
can you do an impersonation of Jimmy Fallon?
No, not really. I don't think he's worthy of an impersonation.
Oh. Joe and I both got a high five from Jimmy Fallon.
Well,
his skin has touched my skin.
Well, congratulations for that.
Sounds all nasty now.
No, I didn't mean it nasty.
Our skins have touched.
I didn't mean it like nasty.
I just think he's a turd. I think he's cheesy. I don't think his jokes are funny. And I think he looks like a dork.
Oh.
I think
he's a good looking guy.
Well, all right.
Joe, what's your
opinion? Factors?
You're
good looking.
That's your opinion.
Do you think he's a good looking guy?
Man, why do I always ask the questions?
Joe,
I'm sorry, man.
I'm
not the gay friend. I am not gay. you know, it's so ridiculous.
No, everyone,
I may be a photographer.
Knows.
I may be a director, but I'm not going to be the guy that's like, yeah,
no one ever,
a handsome looking fellow. He sure is attractive, that man.
No one ever said that you were gay. What I'm asking is, like, if it's not gay or straight opinion, it's just like, do you think Jimmy Fallon is a good looking guy?
I think he has good features.
Yeah, but
it works well on television.
He has a cheesy haircut.
What is this hair? What makes a cheesy haircut, though?
I wish we could pull up a picture of this
so I could
a diagram. I could be like, see right here the.
So we can get a mail order.
I don't even want to talk about it. So, you guys can talk about it.
I'm going to
ask
James,
you questions.
James
about
said
him,
he's
man.
James no. said he's not funny. Joe, is he funny or not? Like,
see,
how do you rank his funniness and his attractiveness?
I think I'm not going to rate his attractiveness for the first thing. Don't even try to pull the reverse questioning on you. Oh, and how is he good looking? Is he a good-looking person? Would you have sex with him?
How about this?
Is he a sex-worthy guy?
I didn't ask that.
You're always like, don't you think that Chris Angel looks good, Joe? I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, tell me this, Joe. If you had to choose between having sex with him or Al Bundy, who would you pick?
See, it's okay.
Oh,
like,
my
God. If I were to ask, like, a girl that question, they'd be like,
so
oh,
girl.
yeah, I'd like that because girls look hot. But, like, to ask a guy that, I was like, fuck
no,
that. I'm not going to answer that question.
You want to know what makes it not gay? Because he's a public persona.
No,
and he's
no,
on
I'm saying,
TV.
I'm saying it's okay for girls to be like, yeah, I'll do that, girl, because it's not disgusting if you ask a guy to... Nothing against
I never
gay
asked if you
people,
were gonna
but
do
I'm not,
him.
I don't want...
Yes, everything
I didn't
against
ask,
him.
I didn't ask if you were going to do. I asked if you thought he was an attractive guy.
It's the same thing. It's the same question. It's the same question. It's like...
Well, it's like you.
The rules are different.
So
if you're
basically
asking a guy,
any guy is just gonna be like, no, he's not attractive.
No, because when you say the word attractive, that means you're attracted.
Okay. Well, I don't know how else to phrase it. What's a better way to phrase it? To just ask if he's like a good looking guy.
All right, James, what would be the okay way to ask a guy if they think the other guy is good looking?
Say, yeah, that's a handsome man, isn't he?
So do you
he's
think,
not manly.
I'm asking.
I'll tell you, he's not a man. He's
do
not manly.
Do you think that Jimmy Fallon is a handsome man?
You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen at the end of this conversation? The only phrase that's going to be said is, Joe, you ruined Christmas. That's it.
God damn.
How can Joe ruin anything even more?
But you know,
Joe,
what, you know
I think Joe has a record for ruining things. You know why? It's because I try to make things, try to make everything so good. I'm just not going to do that anymore, man.
Dude.
I'm going to ruin life. I'm going to ruin your life, America.
Thanks. You're like, you're just going to be like Pinky in the Brain.
I'm going to take over
Jimmy
the
Fallon.
World.
Is on your hands.
Well, you know what? Okay, Jimmy Fallon did this like spoof about the Christmas ugly sweaters. So he had like the 12 days of ugly sweaters, and some guy like got pulled down his number from the audience, and he won a sweater vest that looked like really crappy. You remember the sweater vest?
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Damn it!
Yeah, say damn it.
I don't know. I liked seeing the show, and we saw Snoop Dogg.
Did you touch him?
No.
It doesn't count unless you touched him. It's like I saw Beyonce. Did you touch her?
I saw Beyonce, but
it doesn't
I didn't
count
touch
if you
her.
Didn't touch her. Did you see?
But I saw her with my own eyes.
Did you see President Clinton? Oh, did you touch him? No.
Yeah. That's like a whole nother level of touching.
Do you think President Clinton is attractive?
If someone goes and brags to you, like, oh man, I just saw, let's name somebody, I don't know.
Jimmy Fallon.
I just saw Jimmy Fallon. You're like, well, did you touch him? It doesn't matter then. You
is
didn't
that
touch
the
him.
Only way to make it legitimate?
Count. Doesn't count.
That's, yeah, it doesn't
it
count.
Doesn't
you didn't
count.
Touch you didn't touch him at all.
So when we saw Snoop Dogg with our own eyes, like in person, that doesn't count.
Well, because
we didn't touch
I guess
him.
Now, I guess if you think about it now, in this new,
only
in this
them.
Age of the internet, everyone can see each other in the internet. So you're like, oh,
no,
I can
that,
see everyone.
No,
oh, did
but
you
it's
touch
not,
him?
But it's not. But it's
did
not,
you touch him?
But you can touch the screen.
Or did you touch her?
No, but you know what? Like that.
That's not the same touching the screen.
It's not the same.
Did you touch the screen?
No, but it's not the same looking at somebody on the screen versus in person.
You I know that's what I'm saying, but
yeah,
it's like.
But you know, it's a different level.
But did you touch him?
But we saw Snoop Dogg in person.
And the Roots, the roots are awesome. Roots, to see the Roots and Snoop Dogg was pretty cool. That's good.
It didn't even feel like real.
It didn't.
It was just like unbelievably, like I was like, what? That's Snoop Dogg right there.
Like, and then people are like, come on, touch him. Go touch him. It's real.
But
make sure it's real.
I touched Jimmy Fallon.
See,
I may not have touched Tiger Woods, but I touched Jimmy Fallon.
Who wants to touch Tiger Woods now? It's apparently everybody.
I would get an STD if I touch him.
I'm so sick of hearing about Tiger Woods.
Did you touch Brittany Murphy?
No. Sorry, Brittany. She just died yesterday, Joe.
Joe, remember when we get the picture with Mick Foley? Like, we're
did
trying
you touch,
to figure out.
Did you touch Mick Foley? We all touched Mick Foley, didn't we?
No, remember, I was like,
oh, we touched Mick Foley all at the same time.
But the thing was,
how many celebrities have you touched?
Hold on. Remember, before we got in the ring, we got up to like inside the guardrail there. I was like, dude, where are we gonna stand? Like, we gotta figure out our positions for the picture so we don't choke when we get in there. And you're like, I was like, I guess I'll stand on his left side or something. You're like, all right, what? You want to touch him? All right, you can stand next to him. You want to touch him?
I touched Jon Stewart.
Wait, so what celebrities have I touched?
What celebrities?
Did I touch Luger? Remember we saw Luger?
You touched Lex Luger?
Did I touch him? I don't remember if I touched him or not.
You have to remember.
You shook his hand. You touched Lex Luger.
Did I shake his hand? I don't remember if I did or not.
It doesn't.
Oh, I touched Lieutenant Dan. I touched a couple of the gladiators. American gladiators.
That guy that was in the gay porn. The
huh?
Red one?
Gay porn.
Oh, no, that was Power Rangers.
No. American gladiators.
Power Rangers, sorry.
Yeah, the
you touched the American Gladiator.
Odell from Battledome.
Did you touch Hogan?
I never met Hogan.
Oh, damn it.
I like this whole phrase, did you touch?
Did you touch him?
Who else have I touched?
Who have you touched?
Wait a minute.
You want to touch America. I want to touch the hearts of America.
Uh,
It doesn't count. I think officially now, internet universe, it doesn't count if you've seen a celebrity. You now must have touched them.
You must touch them
in a welcome. They have flesh to flesh, physical contact. And it's not. And I'll even take it further. It can't be. It can't be you go and just grab them. They have to be reaching to touch you.
It has to be a mutual touch.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be a touch in which both are in agreement that touching is appropriate for the meeting. You know what I mean? It's like when you meet Queen Elizabeth. Or whatever the hell, like you're in a line and you touch her. She's like, well, she wants to touch you back.
So, like, if you go meet the president of Japan,
the president of Japan,
since like they don't shake hands,
president of Japan,
yeah, you know, or whatever, you know how they bow?
Yeah, yeah.
So that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. It only has to be a touch.
So it can't be like an implied touch, like bowing.
No, you got the physical contact must have been made, America.
Actual physical contact. All right.
Who have you touched? Now I want to
watch. Who else have I touched?
Makes me wonder who. He looked at me all serious, dude.
I can't remember.
See, that it takes it to the new level now.
Touching is another level versus than just seeing them. Because, for example, we saw Bon Jovi. We were like on nosebleed seats, and we were like, yeah, we saw Bon Jovi.
That's the elite status now.
But then it's like, I saw John Bon Jovi, but it's like, did I touch him?
See, the elite status is now the touching has been agreed upon.
But I still feel like seeing counts as something. If you get touch, then that's more. But if you get a hug, then that's more.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. This is like seeing is like
you get different points.
Seeing is coach, you know. And then touching is like first class, business class.
What about a hug?
Well, you're driving at that point. you're flying the plane.
You're flying the plane. I got a hug from Jon Stewart.
So there you go. See,
that's elite status. I have proof too.
And then you know, from research, you know, research has been made. Jon Stewart is apparently the voice of the American youth. You're flying the plane of the Jon Stewart's class
of Comedy Central plane.
That's right. And you met Steve Carell too, right?
I met Steve Carell.
What? You did? You met Michael Scott?
Yes.
Did you? What's his wife? What status? Really? Are you flying or are you in first class?
Does he talk like Michael Scott in real life?
I honestly cannot remember if I touched him or not.
You gotta touch him.
In a mutual touch, not a grab, not a molestation.
What counts if you take a photo with them?
That's a different level too. Yeah.
Does that count as touching?
I took a photo with Michael Scott.
But I guess in a way that
and his wife.
So you probably touched him.
Yeah,
you probably brushed against him or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a touch we're talking about.
That's not a mutual incidental.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I guess, but if you take a picture with them, that's another level though, because that's an agreement. That's
an agreement to take a photo
to have your presence.
That's just proof that you were there.
But like, if you're both in opposing situation, that means you're both in agreement that your images shall be joined together.
Yeah.
So that's a business class first class status too.
So I did that with Steve Carell.
And the other guys too.
And his wife.
But the other dude from the other show.
Mo Rocca.
Who's Mo Rocca again?
He was on the Daily Show at one time, and now he does. He does some shows like on that. What was that VH1 where they interviewed
Gerard
like,
Way? You've touched.
I've touched Gerard Way.
Who's that?
The lead singer of My Chemical Romance.
And also Good Charlotte.
I don't know that.
And I've also gotten a photograph with him. Does it count if you do double?
And Good Charlotte. Yeah, it's double. If you get double, that's even better.
What does it count for?
Elite status above.
You get points for each celebrity you touch or take a picture with.
If you think about this, you redeem
for cash.
If you think about it, if you're not in some sort of, you know, it's like being in with the crowd type deal, being in the circle.
I'm in the echelon of their realm.
Good Charlotte, you know you've met up all Good Charlotte.
I don't like celebrities,
but you are a celebrity.
Am I?
Yeah. Well, it's okay for other celebrities not to like other celebrities.
I like some celebrities. It depends who they are. You have to name them, and I'll tell you what their rank is according to me.
What their rank is?
According to you.
Yeah.
Name a celebrity, like any... All right, how about...
A public figure is a celebrity. Something that people would know.
How about Sean Penn? What do you think of him?
Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Out of all the people, randomly, you really... yelled out Sean Penn.
I think he's, like, average.
Still too high.
But Quentin Tarantino. Would you get your picture above average? Would you get your picture taken with Quentin Tarantino?
Yes, and I'd want to touch him.
I don't know much about him personally.
I would want to touch him. You added that line at the very end. And
I want to take
his picture and I want to touch him. I would like to molest him.
No, I wouldn't. I would not want to molest him. I would like to shake his hand. Give him a handshake.
I want to be on you.
No! I would just want to shake his hand. I like having the connection.
Do you want to?
Because then you can always be like, "Hey, I met Quentin Tarantino. I shook his hand."
You did meet Michael Scott though.
I met Michael Scott. That was like before he was like all big.
Did you meet Dwight?
This was like before. This was in 2000. This was like way before The Office. Whoa.
Who was he doing?
He was on The Daily Show.
He was on The Daily Show.
Michael Scott was?
Yeah.
Not as Michael Scott.
I didn't know that.
No, he was like as himself.
First time I saw him was a Daily Show.
He was a Daily Show correspondent.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago.
That like lowers his ranking.
And then Stephen Carell I met at that same time too.
Who?
Or no, Stephen
Colbert.
Colbert.
Steve Colbert.
Oh. I'm getting mixed up with the Steve Stevens.
Nah.
Who would you like to have your photo taken with, James?
You have to pay $20 to get a photo taken with a stripper.
That wasn't $20.
Wait, what?
How much was that?
I don't know. I wasn't there when James got
his picture. You're talking about the nudie bar.
Sky Lopez?
Oh, yeah.
Did you touch her?
It was like 15 bucks.
Did you touch her?
That's 15 bucks?
I have proof.
You have proof that you touched her. See, that's why
she touched me back. we had our arms around each other. We were both smiling.
Would you want to touch Quentin Tarantino?
No.
You wouldn't shake his hand.
No.
I would shake his hand.
But if it was a mutual shaking, would you shake his hand? Like, what if his hand was out for you and you were like, "No, I'm not going to touch you."
Maybe. I mean, I give this, you know, Quentin Tarantino is like a pretty awesome and fun like director to, you know. So yeah, yeah.
So
I would like
you'd
to
want
to
meet him.
Yeah, I'd like to meet him, work with him in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe we should use the word meet instead of you want to touch.
No, but touching is a better thing. But no. Touching only works like this. You can only say the phrase, "Did you touch him or her?" if a person is up to you saying like, "Oh my God, I just saw Tom Cruise across the street. Did you touch him?" Then it doesn't mean shit.
That's exactly it.
Did you see? Oh my God! I just saw Paul Rudd. Did you touch him?
See,
no.
I saw Paul Rudd from across the street, but I unfortunately did not touch him.
See, a lot of other people have gotten that chance to touch him.
I saw Tommy Lee Jones.
Did you really? Did you touch him?
Did you?
I saw him in New York. No, I didn't touch him. I didn't even come close. He had bodyguards with him, man.
Oh, see, that's a higher status.
You know what? That's what happened to me with Dwayne Johnson. I saw The Rock like this close, like 2 feet away.
Maybe even closer.
But he had the pictures. There was bodyguards all around. I didn't want to bother with his zone.
Why does he need a bodyguard?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It's The Rock.
He's the tallest guy. And then he has like all these little guys around him, like bodyguarding him.
Well, maybe they know how to fight and he doesn't.
Like they all know kung fu skills.
But at least I saw him up close. It was pretty cool because I didn't even know he was going to be there. Pretty much rocked. Rocked seeing The Rock.
But he didn't touch The Rock, though.
I did not touch. But I saw. That counts. It counts to be, you know, in his realm.
Have you had your photo taken with any celebrities, James?
That Sky lady.
She counts as a celebrity?
Mick Foley.
Yeah, she counts because she's charging how much for a picture? 15? Anyone who charges $15 for a photo with them, gotta be a celebrity.
No way. There's a lot of people conventions.
We should start charging.
Yeah, that was less than Mick Foley. But
although there were three of us.
So that's for all three?
Because Mick Foley said family, and we said that we were
family.
Family
of four. Up to four people, right?
They were like family. Yeah, that counted. They didn't double charge us because we weren't family.
So really, he was only charging like $5 a picture, or $5 a person.
Yeah.
It was up to four people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, that was you.
That's almost a year ago, man. That's nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, so who else have you had your picture taken with or touched?
Have you had your picture taken with any political or
I've touched like some football players I met when I was like 7 years old when I lived in Germany.
Like, I don't know if I want to meet any football players these days.
Then they'll like touch your butt. Like
Jim Everett.
Yeah, pat my ass.
I touched
like, what
Jim
the fuck,
Everett,
dude?
Quarterback for the Rams. Touched him.
It always sounds so humorous when it's always like, it's like, yeah, you know, like Jim Halpert, the you know,
the office
Jim
guy.
Halpert.
No, my fault, not Jim Halpert. Whatever.
The guy from the office.
Yeah, Jim Smith, the quarterback of the Falcons. It's like it sounds weird to me. I don't know why. Like when you say like the whole line, when you describe like, oh yeah, it's John Smith, the halfback of the 49ers.
Like, as if you're reading it from a playing card.
It's like the whole entire line.
He led the league in sacks in 1983.
Do those stats even mean anything now?
It means something to someone.
Hogan sucks.
Hogan's a TNA.
Damn it. I was so
Hogan's
jealous
a TNA,
of Danny.
That sucks.
When so, I found out that Danny touched Hogan.
were you jealous?
He also touched Chris Benoit.
Oh my God. That's I don't know if you want to have
He's
that
dead,
blood on your hands.
It doesn't count. If the person's dead, it doesn't count anymore. Once they die.
Really?
Once they die,
once
like,
it's
the
touching has now become like
it's
pedophile.
Deceased.
Yeah, what's the touching that just gets wiped off the record. You can't mention anything.
Wait, that doesn't count, because what if you, like, really touch someone, like...
Or maybe it goes up in value.
I think it,
yeah, it should go up in value.
Because then, because the thing is, okay, none of us got the opportunity to touch Brittany Murphy, but, you know, unfortunately she passed away, but now it's like no one has the opportunity to touch her anymore, so that value goes up.
Well, I mean,
up.
I guess we want, unless, I guess we want to get...
So if you have touched her... Then you can come out and be like, yeah, I touched her.
And no one else can touch her now.
But then
I
they'll
touched
say,
that bitch.
Oh, you have no proof. Like, yeah, I got a picture.
That's rude, Joe.
I didn't mean that, Brittany. I'm sorry. Jeez. Brittany Murphy was the only Brittany Murphy, or was the only Brittany I really liked. Is there any other
I
Brittany?
I liked her.
Was there any other Brittany? I like
Brittany Spears.
I don't really like Brittany Spears as much. We're going to get into this battle again. But
No, we're not getting into a battle. Basically, I think we both like Brittany Murphy.
I like Brittany Murphy. I have good memories with Brittany Murphy. Good times. Yeah. Spoken.
It'd be interesting to know what's going on with her autopsy, but, like, you know, if they... I'm just gonna believe what they say right now, that apparently she died of natural causes. It still is pretty sad at age 32.
So you're gonna try to buy some more presents, James? You haven't bought any presents, correct?
Bought any yet.
Are you usually a Here's guy... Are you a guy that's just like, I'm gonna buy everyone great presents, or are you just like, whatever, here's a Best Buy gift card?
No, I don't do gift cards, man. I don't do that thing.
So you're anti-gift card?
I'm not anti-gift card. I don't know. I mean, if somebody wants to buy a gift card for somebody, you know, that's cool, but that's just not me.
I feel like it makes a lot of money for the actual company. Because then, like, Best Buy or whoever is already like, yeah, we got a $50 right here. And then, like, they don't...
Wait, you did touch Luger. You shook his hand. I remember that.
Wait,
did
who?
Lex Luger. I'm just thinking about it now. And I touched Miss Elizabeth.
Did you?
But she's dead. So that's it.
That means, oh my God! You went up in.
You know what should happen? That means like.
What about if they're in jail?
No, but it should be like the. It can make it go down or it goes up, but it should like add value to your touch. Maybe that's how it should happen.
Oh yeah.
And it's like you're like, oh, I touched the hand of this and this and this, and now that person's died. So it's like now your value has doubled with your touch.
Yeah.
Touch.
Remember, we wanted to see Michelle. Stupid. Remember Michelle Branch?
Yeah.
We were trying to get out there to touch her.
Did you?
No.
You touched Maven, didn't you?
I touched Maven.
I did touch Maven. But now, when I touch Maven, I feel that's like, that devalues now. It's been,
really?
His touch has been devalued.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't think
so. Like stock,
have you
man.
Seen,
that stock has gone down.
Yeah, the Maven stock has gone down, bringing my total stock down.
Yeah, you're.
But hopefully.
Your portfolio is down.
Yeah, my portfolio. the touching portfolio. My physical.
We should make a list of our portfolio.
All the people that we've touched.
Or saw or taken picture with. Yeah.
But we've touched majority of the people in this band. At least.
Everyone except for Mikey.
Except for
what band is this?
It's My Chemical Romance.
I've never heard of them.
We play them, man.
I've never heard of them. I don't know.
We did their jams.
Do we?
They're the ones that do the credits of this show, the song credits.
And Joe's phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my phone. both songs.
Joe's phone ringing.
Very well. Where are they from?
I like to thank my
New
Chemical...
Jersey.
I like to thank my Chemical Romance for letting us use their song. By the way.
Yeah. And it will be coming up soon.
But, like, I think that's what's going to happen. If someone dies and you touch them, that makes your touch up in value. If they're credible.
I think we should start a whole website called The Touch.
She called,
or like touchpoints.com.
Yeah, touchpoints.
And then it can rank.
Your touch is up, and this is touchdown. Touch up and touchdown.
How about like?
No, but then we rank the celebrities and like see how much points they're worth.
Yeah.
How would you determine who's worth more points?
Oh,
than
I've touched a Playboy Playmate.
Oh, that goes up in the sexiness.
Oh man,
that goes up in the sexiness.
I've touched Al Snow. Does that mean anything?
No, I think it might just even.
Down.
No, I think it just evens out.
Evens out.
Doesn't do anything.
So, did you really?
Yeah.
Hey man, he took my
camera.
Which celebrity do you think would be the hardest one to touch? The Pope.
Probably the president.
The Pope.
Probably touch the Pope. Well,
no,
yeah, you're right.
But the president, he still shakes hands all the time.
I wouldn't want to touch this one.
This Pope.
I love Bush though.
Not this. Oh, president.
I think I touched
all over.
You know the George. The,
you guys didn't hear that, did you?
Huh? The George.
Sorry.
You know, all right,
I'll challenge you to repeat it while we're in silence.
No, <dude.
laughs> you touched George W. Bush all over?
No, what? Is that what you said?
God, see, we're listening.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Go back to the instant replay. Oh, all right, that's a good time, man.
Oh, God. Well, what celebrity do you think would be worth the most points? Like, the hardest one to touch? The Pope?
Vince McMahon?
Probably, like, Michael Jordan or something.
Michael Jordan? Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's would be worth a lot.
Michael Jordan's are, oh, awesome. He would be worth a lot, but he's already deceased.
What about Shaq?
Oh, my God. Are we still talking about Shaq?
Would you touch Shaq?
What about Brock Lesnar?
Nah, who cares?
He's reclusive. He would be hard to touch.
Touch.
I'm trying to think who... No. Touch?
We might have to continue this story.
Hold on. Let's think of one real quick.
All I can think of is wrestlers for some reason.
Wait, weren't we supposed to be talking about Christmas?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Go touch someone. Gain some points.
The show's about to end. Whatever.
Hey, reach out and touch somebody.
Yeah,
for Christmas.
Everyone for Christmas, go and touch somebody
touch
in a good
somebody,
way.
Get some points.
Have mutual agreement of touching. Get each other good presents. The Carolyn and Joe shows say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for
we've
listening.
Been touched
listen,
by
yeah,
our
we've been,
fans.
We've been touched by you. So have a good Christmas. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
I'm James.
Reach
Merry
out.
Merry Christmas.
Reach out and touch someone. Merry Christmas.